Ding! As an entire nation, Israel goes, you are that man that Isaiah said, we're going to make a covenant with hell. That's you. The disguise has come off. You will worship me. Jesus in Matthew 24 says, when that day happens, the abomination of desolation, the midpoint of the great tribulation, get out of town. If you're on the roof, don't even go inside to grab your cloak. Get to the rock city of Petra. That's at the midpoint. According to Ezekiel chapter 37 is when the breath of God comes into the body, the unspiritually regenerated body of Israel that came to being in 1948. Now the breath of the valley of the dry bones is happening, and they stood up and became an exceedingly great army. That's what's happening at the midpoint. Oh, and by the way, Jeremiah 30 verse 22. Now you are my people, and I am your God. Check it out. Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, a great earthquake is described there. There's another great earthquake that sounds quite similar. It's in Revelation chapter 6, right before the parentheses of chapter 7. Let's go there. Chapter 7, the book of Revelation. We're going to talk now about the 144,000. We know that the church is gone at the rapture. God returns his prophetic attention back to Israel. Why is it 7 years? Because it's the 70th week of Daniel's prophecy of chapter 9. Why is it divided into two halves? Why is there 1,260 days for the two witnesses? And then 144,000 Jewish evangelists, they have 1,260 days as well. Here's where I want to show you something quite significant. Next slide, Blake. 1,260 days in the first half and 1,260 in the second half. Go ahead. This is interesting. You look at any Jewish 7-year period, you cannot fit 1,260 days plus 1,260 days. You never get a full 7 years. What do you mean? Go ahead. There is always 1,260 days, a gap, and then 1,260 days. Then you can get a full 7 years, or that 70th seven, that 70th week of Daniel. Go ahead. This is where we have to do a little homework, so hang on and hang in there. Are the 1,260 days just timekeeping devices? They are definitely that. Question for us today, is there more? Might be. Here's the Jewish calendar. This will help us understand. Notice that there are 12 months, actually 13. Notice at the bottom, Adar 2, that's a leap month. Because the Jews still utilize a lunar calendar, 29 days for 1 month, 30 for the next, 29, 30, 29, 30. Some of those months can have 29 days 1 year and 30 the next. So what they do to keep their calendar current with the solar sidereal calendar of 365 and a quarter days is, look at the bottom, they insert a leap month called Adar 2. Let's go ahead and look at the year 2020 and 21. Go ahead, Blake. Those are the months that are illustrated for you. And notice some have 29 and some have 30. For instance, this year passed to us, Passover, was on Wednesday, April the 8th. Then unleavened bread was Thursday, April the 9th. Then first fruits was Sunday, April the 12th. Then we'll skip now to the Jewish month of Sivan. That's Pentecost. Go ahead. See on the 6th? Well, to us, that was our Sunday, March the 29th. It's already happened. Now let's move to the fall of this year. Go ahead. Trumpets will be Saturday and Sunday, celebrated over 2 days because of the two-day thing we talked about being the first of the month. Then atonement is going to be, of course, as always, on the 10th. That will be Monday, September the 23rd. And then on the 14th will be Tabernacles or Sukkot. Next slide. Here are the next 3 years in the Jewish calendar. Don't get eye strained to try to look at all the numbers, but that's how the months lay out. Hit the go button. Here at the bottom, notice that this particular year has 353 days. Next year, 384. Next, 355. And then 383. Next slide. Notice these two leap months are in the next 4 years. There's your Adar 2. All right. Remember the prophetic pattern of the seven feasts. The first four are certainly prophetic of tremendous events. I believe those in the fall will be as well. Here's my question today. Will the two witnesses, when they show up in Jerusalem, will the two witnesses show up on or around any of these three fall feasts? My hunch is absolutely. Go ahead, Blake. Here's our next 4 years. This is an exercise. Everybody repeat after me. Exercise. This is a test of the emergency broadcasting prophetic system. I am not saying that what I'm about to explain is going to happen. I'm just saying watch how these events could potentially, and not only this year, but there are some reasons for the year after and the year after that. But pay close attention and watch this exercise. What if the two witnesses show up this year? Again, I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying if they did, and for grins, what if it was on 21 Tishri? Go ahead, Blake. There it is. And speaking of the seven feasts, why the 21st of Tishri? Because remember, the 15th of Tishri is Tabernacles. The seventh day of Tabernacles, see Leviticus 23, it's called Hoshana Rabbah. And it means a great pronouncement. Save now! Hosanna. This is on the 21st of Tishri this year. This will actually happen. They will celebrate Hoshana Rabbah. The last of the days of judgment, where one can still, quote, alter your verdict. The devout, the night before, on the 20th of Tishri, they've been up all the previous nights studying the Torah. If there was a temple, the Jews would have circled it four times. Some scriptures would be read. If this was the first time that the temple has been in functioning, and if it happens to be the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles, what kind of passionate parade would be circling that temple waited for since 70 AD? And the very first time they do, they're going to shout. And here's what they will shout. They're going to shout, "The voice, the herald Elijah." That's going to happen this Tishri 21. I don't know if there'll be a temple in place, but there will be this Hoshana Rabbah. If there's not a tabernacle, then around the various synagogues around the world, they're going to march around their synagogue four times with four different species of wood bows. They are indeed going to shout, "The herald Elijah." What if, just for grins, what if there was a tabernacle this fall? This is an exercise. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying, just try this on. Remember the 1260? What if they showed up this year on the 21st of Tishri? Go ahead, add 1260 days. You come up with 14 Adar 2 in the year 2024. Let's go 8 years from now. Go ahead, Blake. Let's go to the year that will end in the year 2027 and 28. There they are on the bottom. Remember the seven feasts. What if Jesus does return, Revelation 19, on Yom Kippur? roughly 7-8 years from now, well, then that would be 14 Tishri, the year 2027. What would he do? Well, he's probably going to cleanse and rededicate the temple. We know from Revelation, how long are the 144,000 supposed to prophesy? 1,260 days. From when? The abomination of desolation. The clock starts ticking. 1,260 days in front of 14 Tishri, 2027, would be the abomination of desolation, or 21 Nisan, 2024. Next slide. Let's go to 2023 and the year 2024. Notice there's a gap. I'll highlight it for you. There's the gap I was telling you about. Remember, 1,260 days in front, 1,260 days behind, 1,260 days from when the two witnesses show up until the day they are killed. There's a gap. Then the abomination of desolation start counting. The 144,000, they show up. For 1,260 days, what happens at the end? That's when Jesus returns. If he coincides with returning on Tishri the 10th, there's your gap. 1,260 days from the 21st of Tishri this year is Purim. It's okay if you're a little bit lost. I'm not saying it's going to happen, obviously. I'm saying you can do this kind of exercise with a couple of the years in front of us. I'm saying that if there was a tabernacle, Jewish temple, operating in Jerusalem this fall, then the 10th would be the dedication of the temple. 15th of Tishri, tabernacles begin. And then the seventh day of tabernacles is that day that I told you about, that ends with them going around the temple potentially four times and shouting, Elijah! What if Elijah and Moses show up on that day? You're calling for me, here I am! And they're all, what? And that monstrosity you've constructed, this tabernacle is apostate. Jesus is the true Messiah. What if it went down like that? 1,260 days from that day, in this particular exercise, and that's all it is an exercise, would be the 14th of Adar 2, Purim. And what would be given about the day that the two witnesses were killed? That would be right on Purim. Is Revelation citing a sociological phenomenon only, that the people are so excited that these guys are gone, that they give gifts? Or is it there by design, from the designer of time itself? Is there a hint nestled in Revelation 11 about the gifts that are passed out, the portions, really? What else is happening? The masks are coming off. Remember, the kids have been parading around in a disguise, and they're pulling off the disguise. And if this scenario potentially could happen, you know who else is pulling off his disguise about now? The Antichrist. During this gap. Remember, if the witnesses showed up 21 Tishri 2020, and here we are at Purim, and these gifts are given, if so, here's what the 1260 days might tell us. That at the midpoint of the Great Tribulation, there would be a gap. It's possible. What if this mortal wound happens somewhere on or around the 14th of Nisan? What if the Antichrist dies on Passover? The devil's not particularly creative. What does he do? He mimics and counterfeits what God has done. Make no mistake, Lucifer loathes the cross. Will his death on Passover potentially be the greatest fist toward the heaven? And what if he rises 3 days later? Go ahead. What if he rises on first fruits? And when he does, remember, the gloves are off. The mask has been peeled back. Now everyone will worship me. And in this particular scenario, 3 days later, go ahead. That is day one. 1260 days from that event, go ahead, is what? That's 14 Tishri, the year 2027. Exactly 1260 days till Yom Kippur. Please repeat after me. This is an exercise. Are you saying it's going to happen this way? I'm not saying that. I am bringing this to your attention because I want you to notice the 1260 plus the 1260, you can't get any week, any 7 year period of the Jews on that timeline. There is always a gap. Is it possible that the gap is somewhere in the middle? And during that gap, if the two witnesses show up sometime in Tishri, that 1260 days from then will fall on Nisan, which opens up the possibility that the Antichrist might die on Passover, and that he may raise on first fruits, mocking Jesus Christ. Within a few days, gig is up, mask is off, I'm God, and places his statue of himself in the Holy of Holies. Start counting. The 144,000 are commissioned. Out they go. The angel is now flying around the sky, broadcasting the gospel. The light has come on at the midpoint of the tribulation. The remnant of the Jews are going, Jesus is Messiah. They will look upon me whom they pierced. And they will mourn as one mourns for an only child that has died. Deep, racking sobs. Oh, Lord, you've torn us for 2,000 years, but this last 1,000 years, the seventh millennia, you will heal us. And they cry and weep and mourn, please come, Messiah of God. You're going to have to wait 1260 days, but I'll protect you, Revelation 12, in the rock city of Petra, Basra. Before Jesus, in Revelation 19, grabs us on our white horses, he shows up, he says, let's go, everybody. And we say, Lord, your robes are red, dipped in blood. Where have you been? Book of Isaiah tells us, I've been in Basra, Petra. What have you been doing there? I have been mopping up the enemies swarming, flooding against my people there, sent by the Antichrist. 144,000. Let's go, chapter 7, book of Revelation. We'll end here. Book of Revelation, chapter 7, parenthetical chapter. There's been a great earthquake, by the way, at the end of chapter 6. There's no more mountains left. I believe that is suspiciously similar to the description of the great earthquake described in Ezekiel chapter 38. I believe Ezekiel 38 and 39 is the midpoint, and that earthquake is the signature that lines them up. I could be wrong, and of course we'll see. But I believe that's a clue. It's the midpoint. Why? Because what happens in chapter 39? God says, I'm going to step in on behalf of Israel. And now all the nations of the world are going to see, I am their God, and they are my people. And the remnant of Israel will clamor and call for the return of their rightful and true Messiah. And here he comes, Revelation 19. What if it's the sixth feast of Moses that he touches down? Wouldn't that be fitting? Wouldn't that be a very powerful fulfillment of that particular feast of Moses? Chapter 7, book of Revelation. After these things, after the first 3.5 years, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth or on the sea or on any tree. And then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea. That's been happening in the first six seals, saying, do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their forehead. In the book of Ezekiel, we saw God sealing supernaturally with an angel the righteous of God. So there's an Old Testament model of this. Verse 4, and I heard the number of those who were sealed. 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. Of the tribe of Judah, 12,000. And it goes on and it goes on. That's going to be the commissioning that you saw in Revelation 11. Revelation 11, the two witnesses were just wrapping up and they die. 1260 days from when they started. The people give gifts. Purim. Gap. Antichrist, the human, is killed apparently. What if it's on Passover? He raises. What if it's on first fruits? He said the gig is up. The mask is off. He puts the statue of himself. Now if anybody worships anything other than me, off with their head. Click. The 144,000 are sealed. Out they go. But the clock is ticking there. From the abomination of desolation, Israel's eyes are opened. 1260 days later, Jesus returns, Revelation 19. Is it possible that the 1260 days might be more than just a time-keeping mechanism? Is it possible? These things could transpire at the midpoint of the tribulation on or around Passover. And by the way, a similar exercise can be calculated for next year. What if the two witnesses don't show up in the month of Tishri at all? Very much a possibility, but still pretty interesting stuff, wouldn't you think? So Harvest, keep studying and keep watching. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for your Bible. Largely an intellectual exercise, but yet one more time, to the careful student of God's word, there are treasures. I'm not saying 1260 plus 1260 says, look out, the Antichrist may die on Passover. But it's a possibility. And if so, oh my, what kind of witness would that be to God's word yet one more time? So Lord, I pray that when you come for us in the rapture, like Paul says, don't let that day take you unaware like a thief in the night. Keep studying Harvest. And I pray, Father, that we are alive and awake and informed and speaking of your soon return every opportunity we have. COVID-19. The sparkling structures and alluring programs of the Laodicean church, by and large, have been removed. Is that something that you have designed, Lord? That in the days immediately in front of your return, get the people out of human Christianity and get them into their Bible? How you doing out there, Harvest? I pray in Jesus' name you are growing in your Bible, growing in the fruit of the Spirit. And it's not because of some spiritual artificial life support system. It's because it's been you and your family and your Bible. Like the snakes in Numbers chapter 21, the purpose to refocus God's people before the man of spiritual deception, Balaam, and before Yeshua defeats the beast with seven heads and 10 horns in the promised land. The snakes were sent. The biological agency was given so that the people of God would refocus on what? Sin on a tree, Jesus Christ. Is COVID-19 our Numbers 21? I pray that this pastor has done his due diligence and study and his responsibilities in making aware to the people charged with his care, at least aware of some of these possibilities. In Jesus' precious name, and everybody said, amen.